This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Listen, I'm really angry at the moment.
Why?
I mean, Andy has one job, and that's to get us a coffee, and this is the worst coffee I've ever tasted in my life. I told you to make it in the kitchen, not the bathroom. I mean, what are you using, toilet water? It's disgusting.
What is it? It looks yellow.
Yeah, no, please let's not go there. But that's okay. But I do need a new coffee.
Is that one? What is it? Is it?
I think he's been trying to add that trendy shit in it.
The turmeric?
Yeah.
You reckon?
Well, what have you put in there, Andy?
Did you put turmeric in it? He did. Answer. He just confessed he did.
Well, I need it because isn't it important? Because I'm getting old.
Yeah, you're over 50 now. You turned 50 on the weekend.
Yeah, and I think turmeric's good for depression and Alzheimer's. And I'm depressed that I'm 50 and I'm losing my marbles. Yeah.
Well, it is, you know, there's a company in Melbourne that's actually making sales of $1 million this year from this turmeric latte mix.
So they say Melbourne invented it.
Well, didn't invent it, but it's, you know, it's a worldwide trend. People are having this healthy coffee. I've had one. They're all right. They're a bit milky for me. But this company said, realised that no one's actually made a mix, a pre-mix. So you can, you know, do them yourself.
And so you take it home.
Yeah, so you take it home and whatever. I don't know if you just add hot water or if you just put it in the microwave.
That's instant coffee, that's disgusting. How are we going to do that?
I don't know, but they're making $1 million this year from it. They've sold, they've already got 500 stockists, I believe. And one of the major supermarket chains in the UK, I think it's Selfridges, has just offered them a contract.
So Selfridges?
Selfridges.
Wasn't that a TV show? Is that a real show?
There was a show about them.
Is that a real show?
Yeah, it's a real department store.
No, it's like Hogwarts.
No, no. It's huge.
Yeah, I'm selling my coffee for millions in Hogwarts.
So that's a good story for a Melbourne business. But there's also good news about coffee. And this isn't about your healthy coffee. This is about the real stuff, which I like because I drink I don't know how many a day. But in a recent study, nearly 500,000 British adults were studied and coffee drinkers had a slightly lower risk of death over 10 years than those who don't drink it.
I can believe that because I think if you don't drink coffee, they're boring. I don't get it.
And the apparent longevity boost was seen with instant coffee.
No way. There's no way.
Yep.
The instant coffee is the death of people.
Ground coffee and decaffeinated coffee.
No. Why would you even bother decaffeinated coffee?
Well, apparently it's got the same health benefits. And overall, coffee drinkers were about 10 to 15% less likely to die than those who abstained from coffee. This is a decade after following them up. So this study went for over 10 years.
Yeah, but my problem is I probably drink 35 cups of coffee a day, so there's probably a limit where that becomes poison.
Well, interesting you say that because the study also said that differences by amount of coffee consumed were minimal. So it didn't matter whether you had one cup.
One or 20.
Or whether you had 20 cups. It was saying that you still have this increase in your life.
See, I'm a bit fussy. I don't want stuff added to my coffee. I don't like sugar.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of milk, but you know when you're adding turmeric and
all that other stuff?
No. Well, the coffee is gold. Leave it alone.
Well, the turmeric's not meant to be added to coffee, I don't think. It's a separate one, but Andy just decided to add it to you this morning.
But turmeric has a lot of bad things. I mean, it's bad for your – you actually could use it as contraception. It lowers your sperm count.
Really?
Turmeric.
Oh, I thought it was good for inflammation, so it might actually be good for it. So, okay. There's another benefit of it. The lead author of this research from the US National Cancer Institute said coffee contains more than 1,000 chemical compounds, so they don't know which one is actually causing you to, you know, live a longer life, but one of them is. It could be the antioxidants that protect cells from damage, or it could be something else. And it could be that another substance in coffee may reduce inflammation and how the body uses insulin. There you go.
Who cares? Coffee makes you happy, and that's all that matters. Who cares whether it's good for you or bad for you? Even in my house, the dogs don't talk to me until I've had my first coffee. They know that they stand back. And when they see me halfway through, they think, now we can say good morning. Yeah.
We do the same here. Andy and I do the same. We wait till you come out of the kitchen with your coffee.
Yeah, then I'm angry. 7 o'clock. After 7, I'm fine.
Then we say good morning. A teenager has been bullied all her life.
Mm.
She was 16. She was tormented since the age of 7. So her uncle decided to step in. She was going to her prom in the US and she was really scared. The poor girl, she was seriously bullied. And so the uncle organised a support group called Bikers Against Bullies and arranged for 126 motorcycles.
126.
Yeah, with riders on top, to escort her. Her name was Chloe.
Do you know, this,
to the event to give her some support.
The strange thing is, I have a recurring dream that starts like that.
Really?
Me and 120 bikies. It's probably going to finish a little bit different, but I have a very similar dream. I'm very interested. Yeah.
In footage of her arrival, Chloe's seen stepping out of a car to a chorus of motorcycles revving their engines.
Yeah, and that gets me so excited. I thought of that.
She said she was really nervous about going to her prom and the reaction that she'd get, but she said since this, it's been fantastic. The bullying hasn't got any worse, and she's actually decided to help raise money and do their social media and photography.
Oh, good on them. Isn't that funny?
What a great way to combat bullying. don't mess with me, because if you mess with me, you've got 100...
But you know what? I'm not scared. I wouldn't be scared of 120 bikers. I mean, the great unwashed, all I have to do is bring a bit of soap and a bucket of water and half of them would run a mile, wouldn't they? They don't seem to like a bath. But really, if I wanted to turn up with an escort, you know, who's the scariest people in the world? I want 120 drag queens, sweetheart. Let me tell you.
Actually, that would work.
They would know how to eat those bikies up even before breakfast.
Actually, you're right.
That'd I'm be serious. A bunch of bikies.
That'd be even more effective,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
I mean, if you really wanted to scare the people, turn up with 120 drags.
Wow.
Yeah.
For now, go bang. Joy 94.9. Tom Warren for breakfast at 10 minutes past 7.
I love that band. Panow. Yeah. Is that what that was?
Panow.
Isn't it funny? I'm sitting there, we couldn't pronounce it. We had to get Andy to tell us how to say it. Just shows you how old it is, isn't it? Yeah. I love the Rolling Stones, you know. I'm into the Seekers. Oh, I love it when she taps that tambourine, you know.
There's a new hot burger coming to town.
Oh, hot, as in pretty?
No, as in really hot, as in spicy,
like,
hot.
Really pretty, like really good buns on it, you know. Is that where we're going? The gherkins are great.
The gherkins are great. It's a hot burger, as in spicy hot.
Oh, no.
It's so hot, you've got to sign a waiver before you eat it.
I'll be waving goodbye as I'm left.
It's prepared with gloves and goggles. I thought you had to eat it with gloves and goggles, but it's prepared with gloves and goggles.
Could you imagine if they bought out those big giant gloves? You know, with the people that work in steel mills? You know, like, here we go, you need to put this on and this helmet.
It's true.
If you have to sign a waiver, that means it could kill you.
Potentially, mate.
How can it kill you?
I don't know. Maybe you just become overwhelmed with it.
But I'm hopeless. I get one tiny little bit of chili in my mouth and I hiccup for about 3 hours. I go, and I'm off. I'm terrible. Yeah, I go to Thailand. I like it mild. Just think of a six-month-old baby and make it milder and it still comes out too hot for me and I'm still shaking.
Well, that's coming to town, so look out for that.
Melbourne?
Yeah, in Melbourne. It's got ghost chilies in it. Did you see also, while we're on the subject of burgers, Air New Zealand's come under fire for its latest in-flight meal, offering a synthetic meat burger known as the Impossible Burger.
Synthetic
meat.
Does that mean it's made out of plastic?
No, it's made out of other things. I don't know what's in it, but it's not meat. I think it's great that they're offering
vegetarian
meals.
So it's not meat?
No, it's not meat. But
it looks like meat.
But it bleeds.
Oh, I don't know where to go with that, Warren, please. Are you telling me they're going to give me a fake burger? Only in New Zealand. Can they do anything right? I mean, real, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's available. I mean, it's good that they've got vegetarian offerings. I don't get the whole...
But you call that a falafel. I don't have to call it a pretend burger.
I must admit, it's great to reduce meat consumption, but I don't understand why you want to imitate meat. Like, if you want to get rid of it...
No, true. Just get rid of it.
I mean, isn't there sort of like this mental thing of, oh, no, I don't want to eat meat? But if you've got something that looks like it, I don't know. Doesn't it trick
you? So that makes
you
feel better?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
No, look, I've tried tofu in shapes of things like, and it still tastes like, bleh, I don't know, dirt.
Well, you might stick to the hot burger. There was a article in one of the, I think it was the Geelong paper this week, that there's a rather sizable phallic drawing.
Well, down in Geelong?
Yep.
I've been down to Geelong Beach in summer. I tell you what, there's some good-looking phallic symbols down
this
there.
This has appeared in the dry lake bed in Bellarine.
Oh, so you mean someone has actually drawn a phallic symbol?
Absolutely.
You mean PP.
A huge
Let's just
one.
Say the word.
In the article, it said, popular Facebook group called Take the Piss Geelong shared images of the crop circle creation on Monday night. It's understood locals have been aware of it for ages.
Is it a crop circle or is it a phallic symbol?
It's a phallic symbol.
Say the word.
I always say
it. Come on.
It's a phallic symbol.
Of what?
Of phallic. Symbol.
I don't know. Fake phallic?
No. It's so large, in fact, it's been spotted on Google Maps
Where so you can see it from space.
You can see it.
Do you know what? I've been told that before as well.
It's been labelled the Aussie wiener.
Oh, really?
On Google, apparently, on Google Maps.
That's terrible.
So someone's taken the time
but
to do it.
But this is not the first. People have done this before.
No, exactly. So in the UK, a giant man with a giant erection was carved into the chalk on the side of a hill in Dorset. That is still maintained to this day.
I'd be impressed if he carved the symbol with his phallic symbol, or with the phallic symbol. Then you would impress me. Jackhammer the thing, you know.
There must be something going on in the UK, though, because in 2007, students in Southampton in the south of the UK used weed killer to create a penis on their school lawn that you could also see from space.
Do you know, what? It has to be boys. We are asked, why do we do it? We're either playing with our own or we're drawing somebody else's. We're disgusting. We need to be washed. Sent out and dry cleaned and bought back clean. And maybe that's just me. I'm terrible.
Tom, a friend of mine is so wealthy that he just parks anywhere he wants. Anywhere. It can be a no-standing zone.
He doesn't care if he gets
the ticket. It means nothing to him. So it's just like, you know what, whatever the fine is. What is $130?
So basically the fine is not a punishment is what you're
telling me. The fine is not a punishment. The fine is not a punishment.
We should be back public floggings. I mean, back in the – I mean, sometimes when I'm in the afternoon, especially without a job, I've got nothing to do.
But
if they had a local flogging down at the front of the parliament, I'd have somewhere to go in the afternoon.
But it got me thinking, like, if you think about it, someone who's on a lower income – I don't know what the fine. Let's say it is, $150 or something. That's huge.
And correct. So if you've got like three children, one income, paying a mortgage, $150 might as well be.
So the punishment is huge, relatively to that person compared to my friend who's like, it's like dropping a 10-cent piece in the street. He doesn't care at all, and so there's no incentive for him to park somewhere.
Yeah.
Legally or, within the limit.
I can understand what you're saying.
Do you reckon we should have fines for parking, like a sliding scale, according to your income?
That's not a bad idea.
I reckon it's a great idea.
Because I've said that for a long time. I think if you hold up the law, you should get double the punishment. And I'm not saying, so if you're a policeman or a politician.
So you should walk the talk.
You're making the law. And so if you get caught speeding, if my fine's $200, you'd have to pay $400. You should know better.
$400. But someone on a low income, if their fine is $200, someone on multi-millions of dollars, you reckon it should be like $200,000 or something?
Yeah. That's great.
I actually reckon it's a good idea. Apparently Finland and Argentina have had tailored fines to income for almost 100 years.
But what happens, a lot of people lie about their income. What about people out there that work for cash in hand? That's not going to work.
That's true.
But let's bring back public flogging.
I mean, there's always going to be exceptions to it. But I reckon it's a good idea. Let us know what you think.
So I don't have a job, so I wouldn't have to pay anything.
You'd have to pay anything.
Yeah, or would they take my husband's income into account?
They'd take your pack of cigarettes, I reckon.
Yeah, they'd take my ciggies and a six-pack and say, you're gone, buddy.
You're gone. I reckon we're going to be able to replace our whole body soon.
We're going there now, aren't we? So we're talking about people making fake things or artificial.
That's right. CNN.
So what would you replace? I mean, I've got a list here of things I'd replace on you, but I don't want to be that mean because people write in and say I'm mean.
I'm thick skin. What would you replace?
Oh, sweetie, I'm going to start at the top and work my way. So I'm replacing the whole lot. I thought it'd be cheaper if I just dipped you in wax and remoulded you into a new version. Yeah. I'll make you taller.
That'd be the first thing.
Definitely. We'll add a little bit of height to you. Yeah.
Replace my leg.
Don't worry, Andy. I'm not even making eye contact with you because I know I'm not. I've already been mean enough, and people
Andy
send
said,
me messages.
Andy said you're going to be nice. Well, CNN has reported. This is serious, actually. It's really good. CNN has reported that Danish researchers have created an artificial ovary that may preserve fertility for young cancer patients. How good's that?
Who did it? The Danish?
Yeah, they did it.
Oh, the people. I thought you meant the cake.
No,
I'm thinking. Well, no, I mean, I've had a good Danish once or twice, but I've never seen them making fake ovaries.
The American Cancer Society notes that apparently chemotherapy and radiation therapies can damage them, and there's women have the option of freezing eggs, embryos, or pieces of their ovaries. But a team at a laboratory in the University of Copenhagen have created this other option. They can bioengineer this fake scaffolding, apparently, that can contain ovarian tissue. How's that?
See, I get confused sometimes. I've got to start learning to read better because all I heard was scaffolding and I'm thinking, what are we building? I mean, this is not happening. Oh, but it's really good because I think you forget what happens to people. You know, you get sick. And when I had a girlfriend that, you know, went through something like that years ago, and you do, you're worried about pushing through and surviving and surviving and you survive, and at the end you think, oh my God, like maybe I wanted a baby.
Exactly.
It's really good.
Exactly.
Does that mean as a boy I can do it? Can I grow one?
No, you can't grow one.
I'm not going to give it to the man in Copenhagen. Isn't that where he's at?
Yeah, it's in Copenhagen. But
is that Amsterdam?
Amsterdam
Copenhagen?
We will caution because it says there's still much more work to be done before these artificial ovaries can be used, and there is uncertainty about whether it will be successful in human patients yet. But still, it's promising.
I hate people that tell you stuff like that. False advertisement. Keep that stuff a secret until you can do it.
I'm just going to go get a new pair of legs, Tom.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.